agree.
Come on, Pete.
Dispatch.
Is Peter in by chance?
Speaking.
Hey, Peter. This is Tyler with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. You all right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Just kind of wanted to follow up here on an offer we actually had sent out about 2 weeks ago. Based actually off some prior financing you guys had done with National Bankers. It looks like you guys had a good lending history there. But the offer we actually had sent out was a pre-approval for some equipment financing and working capital. And it looks like you guys were pre-approved for
what's the interest. What's the interest rate got on it?
The what?
What's the interest rate on it?
I mean, it just depends on what kind of program you're looking to do and what you're looking at. Like I said, it was both for equipment financing and working capital, and you were pre-approved for right around $250K. So I just kind of wanted to touch base here.
I don't need that much. I need like somewhere like 50, 55.
You need what?
Somewhere between 50 to 55.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that was just the pre-approval rate, depending on what it was you were looking to do there. Was that on the capital side, or was it equipment you were looking to bring on?
Equipment I'm talking about.
Okay. What was it you were looking to pick up?
Tractor.
A tractor?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Was it just one, or was there multiple ones you were looking at bringing
no,
on?
No, one. Just one.
Just one.
Just and one. I'm going to try and get the one and then see what's going on, and then I'm going to get in more.
I see. And this is, you said, around 50 to 55K?
Yes.
Okay. And is that new or used?
Used.
Used, okay. And I mean, are you replacing something in your fleet? I mean, is one kind of breaking down on you, or are you
I'm just adding more.
Looking to grow here?
Yes.
Okay. How's business been for you then? Have you guys been picking up here with summer?
It's going up slowly, but it was going up.
Yeah, I've been talking to a few companies there in your industry, and it's been a brutal year for you guys. A lot of you have been.
Yeah, it sucks. This year it sucks, but it's slowly going up now.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, as long as you're able to stick it out and make it through this little rough time, you definitely should be able to bounce back.
Government changing, votes, new president, this, that, everything it was getting in the economy.
I know. Between election year and...
Yeah.
Election year and oil prices, man, those two have just been...
Yep, slowly, but it was going up.
Okay. When were you looking to bring this tractor on?
Next month, the month from now.
Okay. Have you already kind of done a little shopping there, or have you not even started looking around?
No, I got already people. He was basically getting down the business.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to sell. The equipment I'm talking about is like close to 70 grand, but no choice now. He was losing the business, so he was trying to sell somewhere 50 to 55.
She's just trying to liquidate his assets there.
Yeah, if you're going to look at it on the blue book price, it's getting like 70 to 75. But business, he's not going to make him payment on payment stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying for the salad.
I see.
He's going to keep him credit or stuff like that. That's what he's selling.
So you're getting
so I'm trying.
Like,
yes, I'm
like 20.
Yeah, I'm trying to buy like 20, somewhere like 18 to 20, 17 to 20 off.
Wow.
On blue book price.
Okay, and you said you're looking to bring this on the next month. What was it you're going to be using that for?
From now, 1 month.
Okay. Well, as far as the equipment program goes here, we can usually get you approved in right around 24 hours, and we can get you funded in about 48. So if this is something you're looking to do here in the next few weeks, we can definitely get the process going there for you and kind of give you a good estimate for what you're going to be working with here come time to pick this tractor up.
That's what I'm asking, like, because you guys, like, a couple of times you guys call me.
Mm-hmm.
Get a pre-approval, getting this, that, but I don't have at that time enough, basically, business. That's why I don't want to order anything. I don't want to pick it up the money for nothing myself. I don't need that, so I need for just only for the business.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting now for, yes, see what's going to happen. So what do you think about the interest rate?
So,
what type of interest rate are you guys financing?
On the equipment, it usually starts in the mid-single digits. For the equipment programs that we do, it is more weighted. We look at three things, basically. It's your time in business, your credit, and your gross annual sales. credit probably being the biggest factor of those three, which is actually going to lead me to my next question of kind of what the credit looks like there. Good, bad, somewhere in the middle.
That's good. I don't have any problem.
Okay. Like a ballpark number there?
I like paid off already, like 4 or 5 tractors, a couple of trailers.
Oh, wow. How many trucks do you have in your whole fleet there?
As of right now, I got paid off 4 of them.
You have 4 of them? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're looking to grow here. Just a ballpark.
With the Bank of the West, 1, 2, 3, 4 equipment with the Bank of the West I paid off.
I see.
Somewhere. Got equipment, it's 30 grand. Got equipment, it's 60 grand. Got equipment, it's 50 grand. That's what I paid off already, everything.
Okay.
And then side my own, I paid off what the Diamond Mercedes financing, Diamond Chrysler financing, whatever it is. I paid off their 2 Freightliners.
And so then, when you purchased the equipment in the past, did you just go straight through the vendor?
No, I mean, it's not a direct vendor. Sometimes yes, sometimes no, but
okay.
I'm performing for getting loan for getting built up to credit, so I got enough to credit. I don't have the problem with the credit.
Okay, how long have you guys been in business?
Starting 2000, 5, 6.
Okay.
Before so I got the DBA, I'm talking about the corporation. Started mm-hmm. for that time.
Okay,
but
so
I was
in
business. I was
10 years.
1998.
Okay,
so
but
I'm
you guys
1998, but I was changing as a DBA to the corporation. So 2005 or 2006, I'm not remember one of them.
Okay, okay, and then the only thing that. Also, that I was going to ask is kind of what your gross annual sales were like last year. Do you know that kind of ballpark off the top of your head? If not,
somewhere gross, it was coming somewhere 250.
250, okay.
240, 250, 260, somewhere like that.
Okay. So as far as the application process is going to go, we keep it very simple here. We're not like most nationwide banks that are going to make you jump through hoops and ask for a ton of paperwork and you're going to take a month to even hear back. So all we need is a simple one-page app that we would send to you, your most recent tax return, and then just 6 months of your most recent bank statements. Once I receive that, I can usually get you an answer in right around 24 hours for what programs and rates you're going to qualify for, and if it makes sense for the business and it's going to be something you can make money off of with this equipment, we can get you funded in right about 24 hours after that. So the process
there,
was
there I got as of right now from Bank of the West, I got an option,
4.75% is what they offered you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, we're right in that region there, so that's something definitely we can compete with. Have they given you, have you signed on that yet, or was that just an offer they had quoted you?
No, I got like a couple of times I did it, I paid off. He just sent me the offer, $500,000 if we want it, into 100K, so if you want it, so getting 4.75 if you want it. Before I was offered me 5.10, 5.20, 5.30. Now I was bringing down as a discount 4.75.
Okay. Okay. Well, I definitely feel there's something there we can help you out. And if you are bringing on a tractor and down the road you look to bring on more, like I said, we keep the process here very simple. And if we already have you in the system, we can get you it funded here right around 24
you know
hours.
Just let's do this. Go ahead, email it to me.
Yeah, what's a good email for you?
Did you get my email?
I haven't got your email yet, no. What's a good email for you?
Paz, P-A-S.
P-A-S.
Peter Appelsam, Paz. Enterprises,
okay.
LLC.
Enterprises, LLC.
At Gmail.
At gmail.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot you the email there. It's just going to have the one-page app and then the list of the other two things that we would need to get the application process going. And like I said, once I get that, I can usually get you an answer in right around 24 hours. I usually have meetings with my underwriting department around 2:30. So if you are able to get that to me before tomorrow, we could probably get you an answer right around Monday morning.
All right.
All right, Peter. When's maybe a good time to follow up there with you if I don't hear back from you tomorrow?
Got it, man.
Okay.
Tomorrow?
I guess yes.
Okay. Well, sounds good. We'll do that, and I'll shoot this over to you right now.
All right. Thank you.
You too. Bye.